I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No one's intervened on behalf of...
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only... Puckle TCG Cast.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Puckle TCG Cast. I am your host, Lo Jishiro, and I got with me three fantastic gentlemen. But before I go to that, of course, Puckle is the Pokemon Underground Champions League, and we're more than just a podcast. We are a Pokemon community, so please stay tuned with us and join us, have fun, have tournaments. It's amazing. Now with us, first, one of our guests here, a man so respected in the world of Pokemon, it is said he caught Moltres using a netball on his first try. It's Mr. Sublime Manic.
I love these stories about myself. Let's keep them going. Hello, everyone.
And next, we have a man whose mustache possesses magical qualities said to have been gifted by Arceus himself, our local rock star, Bosefist.
It's true. I'm connected to the internet with my mustache right now.
And last, but certainly not least, a man said to have come from another dimension, where Whimsicott's are flying and Feraligatr's are considered cool. All the way from Lavender Town Radio Tower, and 4th Gen, the legend himself, Thatch.
Okay, so Whimsicott was definitely a flying type, and you guys are just jealous that you did not get to come from this other dimension that was probably really cool.
Sure.
We had ice cream and frozen cocktails and things of this matter. And flying type Whimsicott.
Sure.
And right. If you press the A button down in red, blue, or yellow version while you throw a Pokeball, it guarantees capture.
Ah, yes.
That
I thought
was
it was
true.
B up.
Yeah, well, that was a different dimension entirely.
Oh, yeah, because it's the different dimension. Yeah,
and if you
true.
Turn the Game Boy upside down, you're guaranteed to hit that thunder.
Okay, if you turn your 3DS upside down, though, when Inkay gets to level 30, that's supposed
evolve.
To do things, okay?
That sounds fake. No,
are
wait, that sounds fake.
Yes,
I'm not buying
that?
It.
No, that's got to be on, like, Pokegods.com or something.
No.
You're fooling.
So, March, oh man, was an eternal month. 5 days, 5 Tuesdays, 5 Wednesdays, 5 Thursdays. It feels like it's been since forever since we recorded. Luckily for us, not so luckily for the rest of the Pokemon world, the news were light. So we have some news for you guys here. Also, in a new segment called Breaking Card, Awakening of the Psychic Kings has been leaked. We're going to discuss and rate some of the most interesting cards here. Which one is the best? The answer will shock you. Let's start with the news. Patch, bring us home with the news.
So there's going to be a trainer kit with Pikachu, Libre, and Suicune with their Pokénart on them.
Yeah.
That's coming out on the 27th. I don't know. I don't like these trainer kits. I'm not a big fan.
No, me neither.
But the art here is really cool, and I guess if you were really into Pokén, this is a great way to be like, look at the artwork from the game on my cards.
Yep.
And so... It does come with a mat, but it's probably one of those paper mats. And for some reason, I'm really obsessed with TCG play mats, even though I don't play the TCG that often.
They're great.
I'm absolutely obsessed with them. I play way too casually, though, to ever require purchasing one.
Well,
but I
even
need
if
one.
You participate in some of the tournaments, they do give them out, so it's not that hard to get one for free. You just
really,
you know, yeah.
Oh, I should think about that. I'm going to start going to a league here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, these trainer kits are not all that. I've mentioned in the past that the reason that I like them is because they just reprint stuff that we need. And because these trainer kits are their own set. They're not considered anything else. So every time they put a trainer card or a card here, it just means it stays in the format for longer. So next news. Let's hit it up with Bossafist.
All right. So we are looking at some shiny Kalos tins. They're coming out on May 18th, $19.99 each. It'll have four booster packs, as most tins do, a code to unlock the card, and pretty much just going to be the same EXs, but with reprints of shinies,
yep.
Except for Zygarde, is that right?
Well, Zygarde, I think it's a reprint for the one that it's come in now, in
right,
Awakenings,
It's not going to be... What, is it going to be shiny? I thought we talked about...
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
Yep. So it's Yvelta EX, Cernia EX, and... Cigar?
Yeah. I was thinking of something completely else entirely. Never mind.
So, yeah, they're basically reprints. I don't know much about Zygarde EX. Cernia EX is great, but of course the star here is Yvelta EX. It's just a great way to be able to get them. So, second there, Sublime.
Featuring a legend that doesn't require a Trinity, there is going to be a second break evolution box coming in July featuring... Ho-Oh Break, Lugia, and Ho-Oh, regular Ho-Oh. So it's very exciting that they're both getting break cards. It'll feature five booster packs instead of the usual four.
Which is great. Very great. So we do have those translated, so let's go ahead with them. Sublime, keep on Lugia.
Alrighty. So Lugia is colorless because flying type, and has two attacks, 120 HP. First one is a double colorless, and it just does 30 damage. Second one, Aeroblast, is 80 damage, and you flip two coins with the attack dummy doing 20 more damage times the number of heads.
Not that good. At all.
Weak.
Garbage. But, it's another Lugia.
How many cards aren't garbage? Like, the proportions are awful.
Yeah.
But you want your legendaries to be good.
This feels like Poke of the episode. Everything's garbage.
Yeah. Hawk.
That is 100% true.
Funny because it's true.
Yeah. You can throw a pack in the air and Hawkeye couldn't hit one with an arrow. So, Ho-Oh! It's the next one, of course, featured in this set, or this box set. It is a basic Pokemon. Has first attack is just one colorless. Flip a heads. If you get heads, search your deck for up to two fire energy and attach them to this Pokemon. Then, of course, two fire, two colorless, 100 damage. Garbage. Not even worth it. Hey, but it's pretty. It's a Ho-Oh.
It's very pretty.
It is. Mm-hmm. And then, Batch, tell us about Break. Ho-Oh Break.
Ho-Oh Break. I mean, it's not terrible. It's like, I don't know, for it's five energies to attack, which kind of sucks. But Stoke on the regular Ho-Oh isn't bad. It's not terrible. It's not great, but it's usable. I can see us actually using this card at some point. Or at least somebody playing it well.
It has a lot of an HP for a stage one.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, it's essentially a stage one with 150 HP, which isn't bad. I mean, and you can set it up relatively quickly with Stoke. You just one colorless energy, and then you can keep searching for the fire energies in your deck. But the problem is you do need five of them.
You can set it up on turn two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can set it up on turn two, essentially. Yeah.
Play a colorless, play a fire energy, and a blacksmith.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you could do Shining Flame for 160 damage, I believe. But the problem is you can't use it again the next turn. But you have Fire Wing, which does 100, so it'll two-hit KO anything that you throw at it.
I think really what would make this card better is if they if they got rid of one fire requirement on the fire wing.
Yeah.
Also, you could, yeah. No, that would be could, make it would make could, it way better.
If you could one fire energy, one double colorless, or even two fire energy, one colorless, because you get two energy with Stoke, which I think Charizard EX also had Stoke, except it got you way more energy.
I actually think it's fine now that I think about it because Blacksmith exists.
Yeah,
at least at the first turn.
Yeah, you know what? Another thing that makes this card great, if they would take away all the EX, because this card stands no chance against any faster EX that it has. It evolves. It's just a problem. And uses five energies, three fire, two colorless. It's too expensive for just 160. I mean, you can add a muscle band, give 180. You can knock out an EX before he does anything. But I think it's a little bit too much setup. I don't know. That's just me. Okay.
Yeah, if you go first, I think it's viable.
True.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, next on the list, Wobbuffet Break. Sit down, everybody, because this is happening. Premium Championship is another set that is coming, and it's going to be released April 16. This is in the same vein as Generations and Sorth. It features many reprints, including Shaymin EX, Hoopa EX, Rayquaza EX, and it gives us this amazing-looking Wobbuffet Break. Bo, tell us what Wobbuffet does.
Well, it's the break has 140 HP. Obviously, it evolves from Wobbuffet. And its attack is a psychic and a colorless called Lookalike Barb. And it's discard all energy, which is 2, so that's not awful. During your opponent's next turn, place damage counters on your opponent's active Pokemon equal to any damage done to this Pokemon by attacks. Which is okay.
I feel like that's absolutely garbage. Like, is it attacks that are done the next turn, or is it just
HP
like
attacks? Its HP is too low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. If it had EX level HP, and, you know, it could take an attack from, like, I don't know, Tyranitar, and then deal that right back. Or I'm thinking Mewtwo, because it's psychic and it's super effective to Mewtwo. So if Mewtwo, what does Mewtwo hit for?
Well, depending on the
a lot.
Amount, yeah, depending
right,
on the amount of energy.
X ball, so like, but you only have to do 2 to make the attack. So I mean,
yeah,
and one
really one 180 would be
Dimension Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So
the thing that strikes me about this attack is the fact that the damage is done in your opponent next turn. This is very strange for Pokemon TCG, the fact that you can do something on your opponent's turn. Maybe this is an error in the Japanese translation. We don't know. We need to stay for the English translation. But the fact that you do this attack, discard on energy, which is just 1, if you, like Sublime said, if you have Dimension Valley, and then you wait your opponent's next turn, and maybe this is to prevent him to switch Pokemon, or maybe you can deal the damage after he switch. I don't know. This card is really weird, as you would expect from Wobbuffet.
True.
So it's weird. It's not good, like you guys said, but it's weird. But the Jirachi that comes with that is so cute. So good.
Is the golden breaking Wobbuffet, because I don't have the artwork of the cards pulled up because my computer. But is he doing the classic Wobbuffet salute?
Yes.
In gold.
Yes.
Okay, good. That does it for me. In gold. That's
all you need. And actually, in spite of the fact that the attack is bad, I think that's playable just because the Wobbuffet that it could evolve from is playable, and it just gives it
true.
More bulk.
That mm-hmm. is completely true.
Well, would you really want to waste that many spots in your deck just to get, I think
I mean,
it's
you
what,
could add
20
one,
extra
because,
HP?
Like, the
one
point
card,
of Wobbuffet
yeah.
is, it's a okay. tank, basically.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I have a lot of auxiliary cards that I'll swap, that I like know I'm going to swap out in between games, or like, oh, I need to test to see which one of these is better. And especially if I'm just playing around at like League or something, I would play with this. If I was using that Wobbuffet, I would definitely at least try the break.
Okay. Yeah.
No, and these break
cards. And
there
cards, are a number of decks that use that.
So, yeah. One thing that I love about the break cards is their techs. They're really almost never a main attacker. They're there if you need them. Which is something that is quite cool, quite different. It's not like the level X before, which then became the X's, which are, you know, the focus of the deck. This is more just in case, an ace up your sleeve, in case you need to drop something powerful, you have one available. But they heavily depend, like that, like Sublime said, on what it evolves from. If it's good, then it's playable. If it's not, it's never going to be.
Like that Trevenant from Breakpoint.
Yeah.
That Trevenant was already playable, and with that break card, it just made it a little bit.
Or the Trevenant from handier. X and Y, yeah.
Yeah, yes, I mean, but yeah, it made, either one. Like,
the break was good because Trevenant is good, not because the break was good.
Exactly. Yeah, and exactly. Like, that's why, what is it, Noctowl Break is just kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
What does Noctowl do?
No one knows, and we're going to keep it that way, because we're moving on to our next segment, which is called Breaking Card. Now I got something awesome for you guys out there. Breaking Card is where we're gonna review, critique, and break down our favorite TCG. And for the first time today, we're going to go over the leaks that were from Awakening of the Psychic Kings. We're gonna go through them, discuss them, and then each individual gonna give a quick rating and see whether a card is super effective or not very effective at all. So, let's start with the first. We got two for the price of one. We got Servine. Servine. Thank you. The reason
that's
I put
like
Servine
my favorite
here,
Pokemon line, so I gotta represent.
Oh no, please do. So the reason I put Servine in our list here to review is because it has an interesting Pokemon ability for a stage one that evolves. It says, when you play this card to evolve your Pokemon, if you flip a coin, if heads, your opponent active Pokemon is now paralyzed. It's kind of nice. It's something to consider not playing Rickandy over this. What do you guys think?
There are trainers that exist which let you pull back evolutions into your hand to replay. Mm-hmm. Because of that, I actually think this could be usable.
Definitely. I also like it because you don't, you're not necessarily, what's the word I'm looking for? Punished for using a stage one. My favorite deck I talk about all the time was that, Garchomp deck that I used to run, and it only worked because Gabite's ability Dragon Call let me search my deck once a turn for any Dragon Pokemon. If it weren't for that stage one, it was useless. And I'm thinking of like Dynamotor, all kinds of those decks a few years ago were run on abilities from Stage 1 Pokemon, making them necessary. Which, I'd like to see that they're bringing this back.
Another thing that I like a lot is, well, we're going to talk about it now, but it's going to come to that. So, before I do, Superior. It has 140, which is pretty high-end for Stage 2. Its first attack, one colorless, Coil, does 40 damage. During your next turn, you do 60 more. So it's 100 after the fact.
Wow.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
And then the second attack, Slash Down, 80 damage. This Pokemon can't use Slash Down during your next turn. But maybe we want to use Coil in this case?
I don't see why you wouldn't want to use Coil as opposed to Slash Down, especially if you're going to keep doing 60 more damage. I don't understand why anybody would be like, Slash Down is what I want to do. I honestly don't know.
The only reason I would see doing it is if you're going against something with more than 140 HP.
Yeah.
Which
is common. Constantly.
Wait, yeah, 150, 160, that's your typical strong stage twos. And two slash downs would take that out as opposed to two coils. But once you build that coil up and you're doing 100 damage each turn, then that's worth it. The only problem is it takes one turn to build up. But Superior does have that switch-in ability to be able to do a solid 80 for one energy, which is hard.
It does a massive amount of damage for just one energy. It's very fast. It's very energy. Fast.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking it also had no retreat cost, but it has two. I was reading resistance. Yeah, with no retreat cost, those one energy attackers, they're deadly. But
Sublime, what do you think?
I think Servine's better than Superior in this case. To be honest, like, it's not enough damage, even though it's The problem isn't that it's a stage two. The problem isn't that it costs one energy. The problem is that it's a stage two.
But what if I can change your mind with just four words?
A stadium?
Uh-huh. Super scoop up.
No. That's not four words he's referring to. You're referring to a forest of giant plants?
Forest of giant plants.
Three words anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like doing 100 a turn sounds good, but there's a lot of stuff that if it builds up will overwhelm it.
Yeah.
I hope it's good. I really do, because I would love to run a Superior deck. Superior is my jam. Snivy is the best starter and always will be. And I'm going to let you finish, but I really hope it does well.
So, no, definitely. So, I do see a future with maybe Forest of Giant Plants being able to evolve in the same turn. Mm-hmm. You put Snivy and put all second evolution, put Servine.
It's
and paralyze and then evolve it and attack for just one color. That's pretty quick for turn two even. So that's not bad. Grass has a lot of support. Area 2 can poison and
I think the problem is that it doesn't hit super hard in just one turn. It takes two turns also to like start doing
but that's what the
significant
paralyze
damage.
For. That's that what
true.
The paralyze.
Oh, that is true. Although that's a flip. If you get the paralyze, it's pretty good.
Right, but I mean, if you can, you get that paralyze turn, you do a coil. There's your 40, and next turn you're doing 100, and they can't attack you during that turn. And yeah, it is a flip, but paralyze without a flip would be broken.
It's not gonna win any championships, of course. But
I do a regional.
Yeah. So, but it's quite nice. So let's give it our rating. What do you guys think? Super effective? Not super effective? Sublime?
Super effective.
Oh, Thatch?
Oh, I definitely think it's super effective. It's so fast.
Nice. Bow.
I'll go with it's a times two super effective. Not quite the times four, but it's still pretty good.
I'd say it's super effective. It's not going to win any championships, but it's fun. It's fast, and it could take people by surprise.
It's a
very usable quick.
Superior.
Yep. So, moving on. We got another starter. This one is Del Fox. Sublime, take it away.
You're getting all the starters that I pick every time. Del Fox has 140 HP. It is obviously a stage 2. It's got two attacks. First one costs 1 fire energy. Flickering Flame does 40 damage, and your opponent's Pokemon is now asleep. But the better attack is Psycho Storm, which costs 3 colorless. And it does 20 damage times the number of energy attached to all Pokemon.
Yeah.
Both yours and your opponent's.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like they're making all my favorites good. It's very exciting.
What?
All energy.
Attached to all Pokemon. That is like...
All Pokemon.
That's a lot of bench damage. Yeah.
That's a lot.
So...
Like, does it count for the game going on next to you? That's gonna be the next step up. It's like
what's awful.
All the energy cards you have in your house times 20.
Looking at that break though, it just feels even worse.
We'll get to that one.
See, there was a break.
Yeah, the break just makes it feel counterintuitive.
Oh my gosh, this is yeah.
Well, let's go. Let's head back. Let's go to the break.
Sorry,
no worries. So. Please, Thatch.
So Delphox break. So if we're assuming we're evolving from this Delphox, there are obviously other Delphoxes still in play. Yeah. But this Delphox has the ability. It gives you a buff in HP. Also, it's essentially a stage 3, which is absolutely awful. But it gets Flare, or Flare Watch, I believe it's called. And once during your turn before you attack, you can search your deck for a fire energy and attach it to one of your Pokemon. And so it just seems awful to me. Especially if you're running this...
What?
An extra 20 to... Wait. Oh, it's 20 damage to your opponent. I thought it was damage to bench Pokemon. Never mind.
No.
Yeah.
Never mind. This works out really well.
Yeah.
Okay. I read it incredibly wrong, and I'm not worried anymore, Bo. I understand. This is a much better card than I thought it was. Okay, yeah, this Delphox should be on every deck. In every deck.
This is better than Evoltal. The only problem is... Yeah, it's that stage 4. Or stage 3.
That's the problem. So... Yes, it's a magnificent card. Wow, it does. It has the potential to do so much damage. Not even kidding. And on top of that, the break allows you to search for more energy. That's pretty ridiculous. The problem I see is fire. Fire has no real means to accelerate evolution.
Well, to be fair, the attack we want to run on this Delphox is all colorless. I feel like you could try to force it into a deck with some rare candies or something.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely.
Oh, you'd have to use rare candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have
There's
to,
no question. You're using rare candy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have to force it into a deck, essentially.
The only problem is
basically, yeah, 4 Fennekin, 4 Delphox. Mm-hmm. Don't even hit Braxian.
Yep.
You can probably run it in a non-fire deck. I mean,
but the break only lets you search for a fire energy.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
you don't have to use the break.
You do not need to use the break.
There are other cards that let you do that.
You need to use this in a deck with energy acceleration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are many.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can think of maybe the Bronzar deck, which lets you get metal energy from the discard pile onto your bench.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much damage out of that. It's a pretty impressive card. Delphox has really impressed me. And for the cost of just a rare candy, not bad. I say super effective for this one for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, if
it
this
got
can
the
find a
quadruple, super effective.
Yeah, 4-4.
If this can find if we can get some better fire cards going and get some, you know, acceleration, yeah, this could definitely be
Blacksmith
is such a good card.
Yeah,
the problem with fire was never the support, it was the lack of good attackers.
Yeah.
And this
solves
is a good attack.
Issue. Oh, yeah. And could you explain what Blacksmith does for our viewers?
Blacksmith comes from the set Flash Fire, no surprise there, which is a supporter card, so you can only use one per turn, but what it does is fire energy from your discard pile straight onto one of your Pokemon. And there's so much synergy with that, because you have a stadium card that lets you discard fire energy to draw more cards, you have a trainer card that lets you do the exact same thing. There are a lot of ways to get energy into the discard pile very quickly to let fire types attack very, very fast. The problem was there were never any good fire attackers.
Or
like the support was there, they just needed something to put it on.
Yeah, I mean, some people are using Entei.
Entei is doing really well, that's true.
Yeah, Entei is good. It does have a cap on how much damage it can do, but it has a lot of tech, so that helps it. Overall, Delphox, super welcome. It's giving fire a major boost. I'm going to see this card a lot in tournaments. Now, next... in true evolution form, yeah. So, we have, yet again, another evolution EX. And Nintendo, or I have to say Pokemon Company, doesn't disappoint. It is bad as the rest. Bo, tell us about Glaceon EX.
Definitely. So, it's a water type, 170 HP. For a water and a colorless, you can do Second Bite, which is 20 plus 10 for each damage counter on the opponent's active Pokemon. And then for a water and two colorless energy, we have Crystal Ray, which does 70 damage during your opponent's next turn. Prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by evolved Pokemon. So EX is still in it.
Yep.
Nothing else to say. It's a card.
It's another evolution EX.
It's an evolution EX.
It sucks.
It's
very pretty. It's not as bad as the other ones.
What?
I don't think it's as bad as other evolution EXs.
No, it's not, to be fair on it. It's not.
Like, it's not good, but it's not bad, actually. And wouldn't it be cool to make a deck with this and what's the lion Pokemon? I can't believe I can't remember.
Pyroar?
Off the top of my head.
Yep.
Pyroar, yeah. There's that Pyroar that doesn't take damage from basic Pokemon. If you paired it with this, which doesn't take damage from evolved Pokemon, that would be a pretty interesting deck idea.
You'd have to have like a lot of Super Skewbokes or something.
Or just
you could switch them out.
Switch.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'd run this with a Darkrai.
It was Switch or Floatstone.
Yeah. You're right.
My main problem, though.
Floatstone would be cool. Floatstone would work.
My main problem is it's just not enough damage. 70 damage or 3
which
energy.
Which was the problem with Pyroar, too, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, Pyroar could do, what, max 90?
Yep. So, I give this definitely a big ol' not super effective.
Can I be in?
Not very effective. It's
not
like neutral.
Very effective. It's like,
Yeah, I don't want to say like thumbs up or thumbs down. I want to say thumbs in the middle.
No, I'm gonna go ahead.
Yeah,
and
it's like
it
just did regular damage.
It's not the worst EV evolution EX. Okay,
But okay. But we're comparing it to Pokemon cards, not evolution cards. Yeah. I'm gonna give it a big old thumbs down. This card stinks.
Yeah,
I mean that's most cards. That's like 95% of Pokemon cards.
All right. Okay. Well.
So we quite divisive here, surprisingly. But we're gonna move on and ignore Glaceon EX.
Let's go ahead and talk about a very interesting one, actually.
I'm going to go ahead with this one. Barnacle, or Barbaracle. I don't even know how to pronounce this card.
I think it's a pun on Barbarian.
Barbaracle, like Barbarian, yeah.
Yeah,
Barbarian. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. So, it's a water type. For 100 HP, it has one Pokemon ability. It says Hand Block. I'm not even going to insert joke here. You can use this ability if you have a stadium card in play. As long as this Pokemon is in play, your opponent can't attach any special energy cards from his or her hand. Discuss.
Good tech card.
That has a niche.
It has quite a niche. Especially when one of the most important decks around is Night March. And Night March exclusively works on special double energy, double colorless energy.
Are double colors considered special energy?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Anything that is not a basic.
Yep.
Okay.
So well then, yeah, you can only then, run four. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a good way to counter. It would definitely be.
It's a tech card.
It is. Yeah. It is definitely a great tech card.
The setup. The setup's kind of like hard though for a tech card. It's just a stage one. But then it's two water and then a colorless energy.
But you don't have to attack.
That's the ability. I apologize.
No worries.
I'm just misreading these texts all day.
It's confusing. Okay.
That's
why I didn't even read the attack at all. It's garbage.
Never mind. That's the ability. The way it's formatted. From, I assume, what's it called? Poke Beach. Always confuses me.
Yep. So, yeah. I mean, it's a stage one, but it's water. It means we have Archie's Ace in the Hole available. Which, it's kind of tricky to work, but hey. The last champion won the Worlds with a Blastoise deck, so we know it can be done. And you just
I don't know that would be something that would be in the championship though. I understand like the reason for it being a tech card. I feel like more decks would have to be based on special energies like really heavily like Night March.
Yeah.
Before you would see this in like a regionals or even like a national championship deck.
Yeah. Well, there's two, Night March and also the fact every single fighting Pokemon depends on strong energy. That's out. Flash energy for the electric types means they still have their weaknesses. So there are a few special energies running around that this card might be a just giant headache for them.
Yeah, and Double Dragon, I mean.
Double Dragon, that's true.
There are.
Double Dragon's good.
A lot of decks
just use double colorless.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a good card.
This shuts that down.
Good, mm-hmm. easy speed up card that, I mean, a lot of times it is overlooked. I like this ability a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is, name a deck that doesn't run a stadium card.
That's true.
There you go. Name a deck that doesn't run more than one stadium card.
Well, you need a stadium card.
That's a good thing. It needs a stadium card, so there will always be a stadium.
Right, no, but when you play a stadium, that's the most common and easy way to get rid of a stadium. So, now I'm not sure how this ability reads, but it says, if you have a stadium card in play.
I see.
That mean it needs to be owned by you?
I see. Or if
a stadium card is
in play. Or if there is any stadium in play.
Because if I play my stadium card to take over your stadium card, then does your ability stop working? Or...
That's a good point. So...
That's something my professor self doesn't need to know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there
is a stadium or your stadium?
And I assume it would be a stadium, because it affects everything on the field. But because once you play a stadium card, you don't really control it. I mean, it benefits and hinders both sides of the field equally. Most of them are based on type, so it usually just benefits you. But some stadium cards do benefit and hinder both players.
Yeah. So there actually, it's glad you mentioned it. So there has been some quite tiny changes made to the rule book, and I'm not 100% sure that they have been implemented already. But that is exactly what you guys are discussing right now, whether or not your opponent or you play the stadium, if the cards have the same effect, and apparently they are applying that. So yeah, it does depend whether you have the stadium or your opponent does, which was something that it's relatively new, I believe. That wasn't the case. It was always as long as there was a stadium.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but that was basically the question I was trying to present.
Which is very, which is definitely true, and definitely something that
we
could...
need the English translation before we can know.
But
right.
Yes, absolutely.
For what we have right now, what do we give this card? Thatch?
Okay, so considering that I misread it, I think it's pretty good. So I'll say super effective.
Nice. Sublime?
Super effective.
Bo.
It's like a Thunderbolt on a ghost type. I mean, you hit it. It's pretty good. But neutral damage.
Nice. I give it a super effective well. I mean, I can see a lot of potential with this. And I'm pretty sure we're going to see it in play. So it looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing on to everyone's favorite Mew.
Is it Mew?
Yeah.
It is Mew.
But we do have two, though.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is Mew, too.
Mewtwo?
So, Patch.
Mew.
Tell us about Mew.
All right, so Mew, one colorless energy, gets you an attack, but its ability first is Beginning Memories, and this card can use the attacks of each of your basic Pokemon in play. You must still have the necessary energy to attack. So you can use any of the attacks on the bench from a basic Pokemon, which I assume includes EX Pokemon, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you do need the energy on the Mew, right? Is that how I'm reading this correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, okay. And so, but you could do Encounter for one colorless, which allows you to search your deck for a Pokemon card, reveal it, and put it in your hand.
Which will never be used.
I don't know, right? If you're trying to build up for a certain Pokemon's attack, right? And it's early in the game, because 50 HP isn't a lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but say you want, like, a certain EX's attack, and you're, like, building the energy up on this Mew, but it's still not there. This is a good way, I guess, to draw it into your hand. But, again, there are plenty of other ways to do that.
Yeah.
But... I mean, just in case you're really unlucky and you're bad at drawing cards. So
yeah, we've talked about this card in the past on the show. It's one of my favorites from this set. I love it. It really gives Nightmarch an edge. More power to Nightmarch.
Is it another attacker?
Yep. Because no longer need to keep Nightmarchers in your hand, just in case. You can just have one in your bench and just attack with Mew. Which, at the end... gives you more damage output, which is fantastic. Also, I can see this being big in Ivelta decks, Ivelta EX, where if you're encountering a deck that is electric, you can use Mew and prevent your Ivelta from dying quickly. So, yeah.
That's going to attack Mew that won't one-shot it, that would one-shot Ivelta.
True, but like, Mew is one
HP
prize.
Is low, you would just...
Yeah, 50 true, HP true. Isn't a lot of HP. Yeah.
No, but Mew is one price. Ivelta EX is two.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So the trade-off is there. Yeah. I definitely give this card a super effective.
I like it. It's very interesting. I'd say it's... I don't know. I want to see how it plays. I want to get some of my hands.
I want to put this in...
Totally super effective.
I want to use this with the
Delphox. Delphox is not a basic Pokemon.
Oh, wow. I'm so stupid. I'm thinking like... Oh, you don't even have to use the break, so it's totally still a basic thinking EX, but no, I'm dumb. Okay, don't listen to me ever. I don't know anything.
No, it's fine. I've been making a billion mistakes today, too.
Yeah, no, you still think Meganium could use Fly.
It did. Let's not get into this.
I thought it was just Bayleaf.
No, Meganium. It wasn't Bayleaf. Bayleaf can't learn Fly. Don't look at it. How are you going to make it fly?
Copter?
No.
With the one leaf.
I sketched...
helicopter style.
I sketched a Meganium using its flower petals as a helicopter the other day. It was a bad sketch, but I plan on chalking it outside my store. So,
yeah, that's 100% what happened, though. I swear.
Of course,
somebody else on the internet claims to have seen that glitch as well.
Well,
you
know how many people on the internet love them.
Yeah. So let's move on,
please,
to this dimension. And talk about the next three, which is interesting. I mean, I put them here because they're interesting, not necessarily because they're good. Let's start with Solosis. Sublime, talk about Solosis.
Solosis is adorable.
Yeah.
It has 38 HP. I mean, if you can't be good, you can at least be cute. Has one attack called Mini Link. Costs one psychic and one colorless. 10 plus damage. If there's a Solosis on your bench, this attack does 30 more damage.
Interesting.
You want me to go on to Duosion?
Yeah, move on to the other one.
Or Duosion. Anyway. Duosion doubles the HP from 30 to 60.
Wow.
And has double link, 10 damage. If there is a Solosis on your bench, this attack does 30 more damage. If there is a Duosion on your bench, this attack does 60 more damage. So that would cap at 100 for one psychic and one colorless. But by that logic, we got to get to Reuniclus, who has Link Fusion. 10 plus damage, same energy cost. 90 HP, by the way, on a stage 2. Terrible.
That's nothing.
But
it's horrible.
If there's a Solosis on your bench, this attack does 30 more damage. If there's a Duosion on your bench, this attack does 60 more damage. If there's a Reuniclus on your bench, this attack does 90 more damage. So that would give you 190 damage.
And that's nothing to sneeze at.
No.
Especially for such a low cost.
If you have a Dimension Valley, it's just one psychic.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's true.
If you have a Solosis, a Duosis, and whatever you pronounce it as.
Reuniclus.
Thank
you. You do 190 damage, and that's with no muscle band, which you attach one of those bad boys there, and you can knock out a Mega Gardevoir EX.
Now, if I had
not a Mega
two...
Well, they're 210.
It's super effective.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 210?
Isn't this just 190? Oh, you're right, 210. I'm sorry.
With muscle band. That's it.
Doesn't Gardevoir have 220?
I can't remember.
Let me look it up. I think it's higher than that. But, I have a Gardevoir deck is why.
If I have two Reuniclus on my bench when I attack with Reuniclus, do I get both of those 90s, or do I only get the one?
No, just one. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
It would kill a Mega Gardevoir.
That wasn't crazy.
So I need to have all three.
Which is no small task.
Which
and
is
that's
not
why it
bad
sucks
either.
No, that,
because
but that,
if they
that means
knock
I have
one
to
out,
all four of my Solosis out at the same time.
Yeah.
That's my problem. Because there's no setting down a Duosion by itself.
No, yeah. Well, you need to have the Solosis. Let's say you have all four. You evolve one to Duosis, and then evolve it to Reuniclus, and then you attack. And you have one of each. They knock one out, you don't evolve them all. You knock one out, and then you switch. Evolve the other one, and it goes down.
What I'm saying is I have to have all four of my Solosis out.
Oh, yeah.
To do 190 damage, all the Solosis have to be out, yeah.
All of my
Solosis. Well, at least three, yeah.
No, you're
right.
You need
one, I have to have the attacker also.
Yeah.
Yes, you're completely right. So, yeah.
I think the setup for this is just incredibly difficult.
Too much, yeah.
I think it's just too much to swallow and handle. If they all, now if Solosis and Duosion, I know it's a stretch, but if they all had the same, attack stack, if you will, so Solosis only gets to do its mini link with Solosis, but if it got the attack boost, if there was a Duosion on your bench or the Reuniclus on your bench too, it might not have to be 90 plus, but it could be 50, something. 60 plus, then I could definitely see a little bit more with that, because I can have a basic Pokemon with 30 HP out there after a switch in, because all my other Pokemon are damaged, which these guys don't have any HP to accumulate damage with anyway. No, there's just no way.
Well, yeah, there's just too much setup involved.
Yep, you guys changed my mind. I've misread that card. So yeah, I'm giving it a not very effective.
Agreed.
Agreed. 100%.
Yeah, it doesn't affect this Pokemon at all. Okay.
That's a 4 for him. So sorry. But moving on to one that might be even more interesting.
Yeah, definitely interesting card. I'll give it that.
So, next we have Carbink. Bo, walk us through it.
All right. I love Carbink. He's a quirky little guy. He's the fighting type, based off of its rock typing in the games, with 80 HP. Its ability, Energy Keeper, as long as this Pokemon is in play, your basic Pokemon's basic energy can't be discarded by effects of your opponent's attacks, abilities, or trainers.
Whoa!
Yeah, so
attacks,
that means all...
abilities, or trainers. This basically gets rid of Xeroxus? Is his name?
We're combining names here.
Which basically does exactly that. Team Rocket or
Team Rocket's Grunt? No, it's now Team Flare Grunt.
Team Flare Grunt, which discards and basic energy from your opponent Pokemon. Won't work.
Nope.
That's a pretty legit. This is a basic. Doesn't evolve.
Nope. Just sits.
So I like this card. I like this card a lot.
That's nice and fast.
Pair with Yveltal EX.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of any other basic decks that use a basic Pokemon as their attacker.
Yeah, it wouldn't work with Night March because Night March doesn't use basic energy.
Yep. Basically, you put it in your Yveltal deck.
Yep, it's not bad at all. Not bad at all. I definitely give this card a super effective.
Yeah, same for me. Super effective. Mm-hmm. Good card.
Super effective.
Agreed.
On two, one of the kings of the hill. Thatch, walk us through Tyranitar.
Tyranitar, okay. So, I feel like this is a very late game card.
Very.
It has to be a late game card. you're about to lose because Tyranitar at 160 HP, a stage 2, mind you. So when you have the ability to play this card from your hand and you can evolve, when you play the card and you evolve it, you can attach as many dark energies from your discard pile to it as you can, which is going to help because it's 5 dark energy to use its attack.
Too much.
Yeah, to set it up on your own would be painful. So this is good for a late game card. And so it does 150 damage base, but you can, I don't know if this is an option, to discard 2 cards off the top of your deck. If not,
you have to do it.
You have to do it.
Okay. So you discard 2 cards from your deck, and this attack does 50 times damage for each supporter card discarded in that way. So if you discard a supporter card, you get an extra 50 damage. But 150 is not bad on top of that.
Not at all.
And 5 dark energy is.
For 5 dark energy, though, that you get when you
pull
just
from
bring
your discard pile.
Yeah, you pull them from your discard pile. It depends on how many prize cards you have, though.
Your opponent is taking. So your opponent has to be super close to winning the game.
I mean, that's not true. You could be setting it up and maybe have 2 dark energies on your Pupitar before you evolve it, and then you only need 3. But
so yes, what so, I like it's dark, and dark has a lot of energy acceleration. Between Baby, Veltine, Standard, and an expanded Dark Patch, you can get those energies pretty quick on this Pokemon. And even if you don't need those, if you are losing, this is pretty good. To be able to do 250 damage with no other support, that's by itself, not counting if you attach a Muscle Band, that's pretty impressive. I like this card a lot.
What do you guys think about... It's a bit of a stretch, but I thought I'd bring it in. I'm not even sure one's in rotation right now, but using Pokedex with this attack to stack your supporters for late game guaranteed knockout.
I would use Gallade.
Gallade, well, okay. Yeah, I don't know if I'd have one in my dark deck, but that was just a thought I had when I was like, well, what's a way I can guarantee the top 2 cards on my deck? That's the only thing that came to mind.
There's a lot of cards that do that. So that's something that's definitely in your control.
Yeah, something better.
So I really like it. And it's 160 damage. I'm sorry, HP, which is a lot. What do you guys think? I'm definitely giving a super effective on this one.
I think it's terrible.
Oh, really?
I'm doing the middle of the road thing again.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's terrible. It's a stage 2. I think if you want to use Tyranitar, stick to Mega Tyranitar EX, which does a lot of damage much more easily.
That one.
That's true.
You have to have 5 dark energy is the problem. No double colorless, all has to be dark. It's a stage 2. You have to play it from your hand to evolve one of your Pokemon to get the effect at all. You have to set up your deck to get 2 supporters in order to beat 150 in the first place. Way too much setup for little payoff. I think it's terrible. It's too slow, it's too situational, it's too clunky. Stick to Mega Tyranitar EX.
Fair enough.
I think it's kind of an Exodia card to where you pull it off and your opponent's just like, I can't believe they just did that and came back to win that game. But you wouldn't even be winning. Niche.
Like, your opponent would be have to super close to winning for it to work really well.
Well, there are a lot of games that I've played where it comes down to both of us having our last prize card. Or two prize cards left each. I don't know. I'm just.
But then you have to have it, like, readily available to play, which means you have to have a Larvitar with a Rare Candy or a Pupitar just readily available on your field already, which would have been, picked off as an easy pickings if your opponent has a Lysandre, which everyone has a Lysandre. Like, I feel like this is a bad card.
That's why I said it was
it's interesting, but I think it's bad.
Cards, because you have to hold on to those cards the entire time. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying if you beat somebody with this, you're going to get some recognition.
It's a fun card.
But
it's a fun
card. I feel like it's a league level card.
It's a fun league level card, definitely. I would definitely at least play with it. And try to get that victory one way or another, and then, you know, it's a for fun card. I would not bring it seriously to any game or tournament.
And the fact that your opponent has to be taking prizes for it to be good is also bad. Like, yeah, I want something that's consistent.
Yep.
Bad card. Not very effective.
Not very effective.
I'll give it.
It's still in the middle of the road.
Okay.
I haven't made my decision. I like league play, so.
Yeah, I'll give it that. I'm going to give it the not very effective also, but I still like it. It's cool. It's fun. It's cool. It's quirky. It's one of those cards that a 10-year-old gets and shows all his friends and is like, they're just like, oh my gosh,
it's the Charizard of this day and age.
Yeah, it's, I remember my friend had a Shining Gyarados. And it was so cool. And it was a triple star rare Pokemon. And it needed three different energy types just to be able to attack. And it was awful. But it was so cool. And I wanted it so bad.
So let's move on. We have a few more cards to go. So let's speed things up before we get to what is who's that Pokemon? Bronzor. There's a new one.
It's the evolution of Bronzor.
Yep. Let's talk about it.
Bronzong has 100 HP and an ability, Steel Fortification. As long as this Pokemon is in play, prevent all damage done to your benched Pokemon by your opponent's attacks. Also has a crap attack called Guard Press. 60 damage during your opponent's next turn. Damage done to this Pokemon is reduced by 20.
Yeah, not that good. The Bronzong from Phantom Forces, is it?
Is the only one you should ever use.
Yep.
Don't give it a second thought. Move on.
But
and even the ability, you would rather use Mr. Mime because it's a basic with the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's useless on that front, too.
Yep. It gets a not very effective from me.
Not very effective at all. You know what? The damage was immune. It was like you used a poison type on steel. Not even worth looking at.
What about you, Tatch?
Oh, I agree. It's just not very good at all.
And Bo?
Yeah, that's a bubble on a grass type. Not very effective.
Let's throw that one in the garbage and go straight to Bronzong Break.
All right! Yes!
So excited, Bo. Read it.
Okay. I just have a little special love for Bronzong because he was one of those Pokemon that helped me get through my original playthrough of Pearl.
To be fair, he's doing really well in the VGCs right now.
Yeah.
Yep, oh, nice. Bronzong loves the VGC.
Yeah, right now the VGC meta loves Bronzong.
I'm so far behind in all my Pokemon that I'm seriously going to PokoCon to cosplay. That's it. I have three costumes I want to bring.
You should get a VGC team for that, though.
I'll make you one. I need to do it, otherwise they won't love me. And I won't love them.
I'll give you a list so you can make them.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
How about that? I'll get you something.
All right, I'll bring a deck to
Bronzong Break.
Bronzong Break. All right. Okay. 130 HP. It gains an attack, Gold Rain, which is
so bad.
Such a great name for an attack.
So horrible.
Discard as many metal energy as attach to this Pokemon as you like. For each energy discarded in this way, choose the same number of your opponent's Pokemon. You may choose the same Pokemon twice. And this attack does 30 damage to each of those Pokemon for each time you choose them. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's That's not even...
super terrible.
Yeah. That,
like, okay, you could knock out a Pokemon with 120 HP if you discard 4 energy or a 15th of your deck. Like, yeah. Okay.
Not good. Not good
Stick
at all.
Stick to Dialga.
Yep. Yeah. No. Sorry, Bronzong. You have your place in the VGC. It's in the blog.
Bronzong does have its place in the TCG, too, actually. Yeah, it's just not it this Bronzong.
Just not these, yeah. So, what do we give this bell?
Not very effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't, yeah. Like, even if you were using, like, a Bronzong deck, which is an amazing card, right? Phantom Forces Bronzong. There's no reason to play the EX because it's a support card that's never going to be in the active spot, and if it is, you, like, switch it out immediately just for the effect. So I feel like even the, like, extra HP is superfluous.
Yep.
Waste
what
of deck
says.
Yep.
What about you, Thatch?
Oh, it's not very effective.
Yep, not at all. And Bo!
Oh, yeah, same for me. Not very effective.
Yeah, this
Sorry, Bronzong.
Is
it's okay, because we got Phantom Forces Bronzong still.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And moving on to another metal Pokemon. Let's take this one, Thatch.
All right, so it's Lucario.
Yeah, like we don't have enough of him.
Yeah, right? Like, I just can't get enough of Lucario. It's literally become, it's like on almost Charizard level.
I asked a kid in my store today what his favorite Pokemon was, and he told me Lucario. Fun fact.
Yeah, because Lucario was designed to be a Charizard.
It's like how Thatch was talking in Puckle Podcast that blue is 60%, 70% of everybody's
it's not
favorite
color.
Blue.
It's that he's a dog. Who doesn't like dogs?
It's is it a dog? A jackal, I thought.
He's a fighting type, steel type, with a mega evolution, an awesome, friendly design, yet one of the most powerful
auras,
Pokemon in every single format. He's never been bad. He's always been cool. He's appealing.
He's appealing, and he's literally just becoming like another Charizard, but whatever.
Of Pokemon.
He was designed
by a bunch of executives and decided that this is what the kids like. This is what we're gonna do.
The people's Pokemon.
So,
all right, so he does for one metal energy, 50 damage. He does vacuum wave. The attack's not affected by weakness or resistance, but whatever. But for a metal and a colorless, I think we really care about this fight alone, which is 30 plus. And if you have less Pokemon in play than your opponent, this attack does 60 more damage, times the difference in the number of Pokemon you and your opponent have. So if you only have Lucario, you say, and your opponent's got 6 of them, this stacks up and becomes 330 damage.
Wow.
For a metal and a colorless. But, I mean, again, your opponent would have to be way ahead of you. And you'd have to be like, yeah, I'm only going to play Lucario and play really risky with 110 HP.
It's still good,
I'd say
though.
You could have one Pokemon on the bench.
Yeah.
Because you'd still do, like, 270. That kills
everything. Which is enough to knock out anything.
270 is a lot. That'll knock out.
How about you have a Carbink on your bench?
Ooh.
Mm.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, but then you have to switch when he inevitable dies. He has to switch to the Carbon.
Well, you play one when you think he's gonna get hit or when your opponent's building up. I mean, I was just throwing it in for the tie-in.
Good work.
That's fair.
So fighting alone is amazing. 30 damage plus 60 for each Pokemon that you can have over you.
Like, that's a lot
of damage.
Even if your opponent only has, like, 2 extra up on you. Like, that's still a lot.
That is a lot of damage. What do you think, Sublime?
I think it's super effective. I think you could make a deck around it. It would be very... It's good. It's usable, and it's good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tricky, but it can be done. I think you're going to see someone, like, come out of left field being really successful with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think in 2 sets, when we get the inevitable Lucario break... This card will make another comeback.
Oh, there will definitely be a Lucario.
Oh, for sure.
Wait for
there's
it.
There's no way there's not going to be a Lucario.
Zoroark got
break.
One. You got
to
give
Lucario. Yeah, Zoroark was like the first one to get one.
So, super effective on me.
Ditto. Super effective here as well.
Yeah, absolutely super
That's
effective.
That's 4 of 4. Lucario, you made it. You graduated. And next, we have the last card we're going to discuss today. Genesect EX.
Is it Genesect or Genesect?
Don't know.
I've
actually
both.
Never known.
I've heard Genesect because of it was genetics. A made Pokemon in gene splicing. But then genetics is Genesect. So is it genetics? Is it gene? I've heard both. It's like Arceus. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's like most Pokemon. Most Pokemon, there's not really a correct way to pronounce it.
Yeah.
What did they call it in the movie? Has anyone seen it?
I've seen the movie, but I don't remember. It was a really bad movie.
That's how memorable it is.
I think they pronounced it Arceus.
In the movie, they pronounced it Arceus, and then in Pokemon Battle Revolution, they called it Arceus,
and then the Pokédex said something else, the phone app.
So let's Arceus.
Let's not going to worry about it. Yeah.
So, Sublime, walk us through this last one.
All right, so Genesect EX has 180 HP, and this is the metal steel a Genesect, because you may recall, if you've been with the TCG for years, there was a Genesect EX around the Plasma era. Mm-hmm. That slayed everything. Yeah. Won the world championship multiple times. Was everywhere. Couldn't get away from it. And you pair that with Virizion EX, those of you who will recall. But this one's bringing it back to steel, which has a lot of support right now. So, once during your turn, before you attack, it's got an ability called Cassette Change. Once during your turn before you attack, you may return a Pokemon tool attached to this Pokemon to your hand. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It is quite interesting. Yeah. We can play this around and have different tools attached to it, switch each turn. Not bad. What about the
attack? I really wish it had that ancient trait where you could equip two tools. Then it would be good.
I miss ancient traits already.
Has one attack, costs 3 steel energy. It's called Rapid Blaster, and it does 100 plus damage. You may discard as many metal energy from this Pokemon as you like. This attack does 20 more damage for each metal energy discarded this way. Not good.
Nope. This is not enough. It needed to be more. It just loses me.
It could be better if it was, you know what it would take for it to be usable? 50. 40. Mm-hmm. It would have to be at least 40 to 50 for this to be worthwhile.
Yep. That's exactly it. And even though you do discard cards and being steel, thanks to Bronzong, you can get them back, so it's completely doable.
But it has to be worth it.
Yeah.
And 20 damage is not worth it.
Mm-mm.
Like, Dialga subtracts 2, but it does 150.
Yeah. Too much support.
Yeah.
Too much setup each turn to be able to do it.
Not enough payout.
Yep.
Not enough payoff.
So, not very effective for me.
Not very effective, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same. I mean, with the attack cost, if you even got rid of all the energy you're using for your attack cost, it's still only 160. That doesn't even take out all break Pokemon. I mean, definitely not very effective.
Yeah, not very effective.
So sorry, Genesect, however you're called, you're going back to the lab.
I think it's Gen E Sex.
I don't care. Call me when it has a good card. So that's it for the topic. Awakening of the Psychic Kings have been revealed, and they're pretty good. So, we're going to go to a small break with our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to finish this episode with Who's That Pokemon? Pokemon 20 Questions. We'll be right back. Flip-flops.
Who's That Pokemon?
Welcome back, Pokelonians, to another installment of Who's That Pokemon? Pokemon 20 Questions, where you, the community, are going to stump, or try to stump, the host. Now, we've had 2 of these so far, and so far, the hosts are winning. So it's now Snag's turn to try to stump our guest with his suggestion. Now the rules real quick, guys. You know them. No internet. Lower those browser down. No Pokedex. No DS. 3DS. And of course, no questions about the Pokemon's name. Only characteristics or anything else related to it, not related to the name. So, Pokemon 20 Questions, it starts now.
All right. I'm going to go first.
Okay, you go.
I'm going first. I want to ask, is this Pokemon pink?
No.
All right, well, we knocked out half of them.
So, Sublime.
Is this Pokemon evolved?
No. No. Yeah, no. Sorry. No.
Wait, what? It's either evolved or, like, not evolved at all.
It's not evolved.
So it's basic.
Basic Pokemon.
Thatch.
Basic. Ooh. Oh, man. I don't know what to ask now. You asked too many. We should be able to figure it out from now. It's not pink, and it's basic.
It's dead.
I've never just been kidding. On this side. Let's see. Oh man. I gotta think of a question fast. Making it worse. Oh man. Is this Pokemon I should ask something about its height, right? That sounds like reasonable.
No. Or her, or it.
Or it. Ooh.
Hashtag Staryu.
Is this Pokemon is this Pokemon genderless?
It is not.
Okay, so I knocked out like five of them.
Yeah, you got a couple there. we already knocked out Ditto, so yeah, that's one less you got.
And Porygon.
Oh, that's, well, it's Porygon.
And Magnemite.
Well, no, I was talking about the pink question.
Oh, yeah, but I knocked out Magnemite, so.
Well, you good job there. High five, buddy. Okay, can I find this Pokemon in tall grass?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Yeah. Give me a second. No. I'm going to say no.
Oh. So it could potentially be a legendary Pokemon.
That's true.
I don't know. Let's ask Sublime.
Is this Pokemon capable of evolution?
Yes.
Well, that shoots out all the legendaries.
You go all right. The legendaries. But it's not, you can't catch it in tall grass.
But that also knocks out things like far-fetched and... We'll take an I don't know on the tall grass. That's fine.
So, yeah, I'm going to give you that one. So I'm going to knock a question and I'm going to give I am pretty sure no, but okay. Not 100%.
So it could be like a Geodude or something. Yeah. Like that you only find in caves or on surface routes. Okay, that's why I wanted to ask that. Was mostly, is it a grass or a field Pokemon or a cave or a water
Pokemon?
I'm pretty sure it's not on grass.
Okay. Yeah,
please make sure.
Who's? I think it's Thatch's turn.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so let's see. We don't know that. We know. What did you ask, Sublime? I already forgot.
It does not evolve.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't.
It does evolve. I'm sorry. It is capable of evolution.
Yeah, that's right. There we go.
And it is the basic form, and it is not pink. And what else do we know?
It's not genderless.
Oh, and it's gendered. It's gendered.
Gendered. So that's something, right? My contribution right there. we know it's not Magnemite or Ditto.
Or Staryu.
Or Staryu, that's true. I knocked out like three whole Pokemon there.
I'm sure you did.
Is this Pokemon's national Dex number less than 386?
Yes.
Gens okay. 1 through 3
so
then?
Yep. Alright. Not bad.
Go Bo.
Yeah. Oh man, I just had a great question. And I don't remember it now. Okay. Can I find this Pokemon while surfing?
No.
Okay.
Sublime.
Does this Pokemon originate from the Kanto region?
No. Thatch.
Okay. So we're... That's a good question. That's an odd question, because that knocks out, like, some Pokemon. I don't know if there's a good answer that anybody can give to your question, Sublime. Let's see.
Well, that puts us down to Johto.
Gotta be from Johto or Hoenn.
Or Hoenn.
Well, like Houndour.
Genderless,
right?
Not pink.
It's not genderless. Like Houndour, like you can only find in Kanto and Johto in Gold and Silver. You can't find it in Johto, but that's me being picky. let's see. So, is the national Dex number of this Pokemon greater than 251?
Nope.
So it's got to be Johto.
Okay.
Good for us.
Pokemon.
There are no pink ones in Johto. Bo, your question was garbage.
Wait, Miltank is pink.
Yeah, but it can't evolve.
Ish. True, but we didn't know that yet.
We didn't know that until after we asked those questions. My pink question was the gateway question.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know what? But to take any more sass from you.
Now I'm trying to think of pink Johto Pokemon, just to think of how many there are.
Which is not helping.
Cleffa, but
Bo.
Cleffa, Blissey.
Oh, yeah, the baby Pokemon.
Okay, alright. Is this Pokemon a baby Pokemon?
No.
Alright.
Ooh.
That was a good Johto question, come on.
I'm going to say that was not a good Johto question for the reason that he said he wasn't sure if it was catchable in tall grass, which means it's a Pokemon that can be caught in the wild, which is not a baby Pokemon.
Wow, thanks, Sublime. You just
This was my whole plan
to destroy Puckle from within.
Sublime, you have no idea. I've been plotting this since I joined.
You know what? It's because I break people down to build them up stronger. I'm like a forger.
Sublime.
I'm gonna iron and make it steel. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right. So, is this Pokemon obtainable before getting to Ecruteak City in Gold and Silver?
Wow.
That's a good question.
What a very specific question.
Yeah.
Way to make him do his research.
So give me a second. This will need research.
So that's like halfway through the game. That's 4 badges, y'all.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair question. I think it's a
because once you get to Ecruteak City, you can then go to Olivine. You can then go to Mahogany. You can get to see them. I mean, there's a few different.
So it's before, you know.
Right, and then you can also get into Mount Mortar. So I mean, if it is before, we know we can exclude a lot of that region. I mean, but a lot of the Pokemon.
Come on, geography.
You catch are the same.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Ooh, that knocks out a lot of Pokemon,
area
actually.
To work with, y'all.
So, I'm going to say yes, it's possible.
Okay. That's a good question. I like that question.
That's you, Thatch.
Well, I'm thinking because it's obviously not a starter because you had to think about it.
Well, it couldn't be a starter because that would have like knocked out the can it be caught in grass question.
Oh, that's true as well. So we're left with like Sentret, and we're left with Togepi, I guess.
I guess Togepi.
Is Marie pink? No,
Marie is not pink. It is yellow.
We have Wooper, and. Let's see what
Hop-Ip.
Else.
Oh, Hoppip's pink.
Spinarak, Hoothoot.
Spinarak, is Ledyba red or pink? I think it's red.
Ledyba, yeah.
Go for Thatch.
Oh man, is this Pokemon a flying type?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Does this Pokemon have a dual typing?
Nope.
It's a single type. Okay, that helps out a lot. That knocks out almost every single bug Pokemon.
True.
We're at 12.
That was a good question. We're doing good, I feel like.
I feel like we're pretty close. Like, we knocked it down to a generation with 100 Pokemon in it. And
that is unevolved that you can obtain before going to more, like, Ecruteak City.
Which is
that
pretty
is
good,
a
yeah.
single type that, like, we got it down pretty good, I feel like.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I have a small list of Pokemon in my head at this point.
Sublime.
Is this Pokemon obtained in a cave?
Nope.
Okay.
Thatch.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's not Zubat, guys.
Okay. Let's do it. We're at 13 questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe at 15 we do a quick stop breakdown.
I agree.
Okay.
So let's see. So it's before Ecruteak City. It's not a dual type, so it's a single type. It can evolve, and it's a basic. So that we have to be really small if we're like in Johto.
Mm-hmm.
What could you catch in the Ilex Forest? It was.
Should we make a list of every Pokemon we can think of right now?
All like, dual types.
I'm thinking of Pineco.
Is Monobug.
I need a question.
Oh, Pineco is Monobug. Okay.
Is it a bug type?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
we got it.
I think we got it just with that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking because if it's not a clear answer whether or not you can catch it in grass. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Does it evolve into a steel type?
Yes.
Well, you're done.
Okay, we win.
We win.
We're gonna, okay, everyone, all together. 1, 2, 3.
Is it Zubat?
Oh my god.
No, it's not Zubat. You guys lose for the game. No, of course, you win. It is Pineco. Thank you, Snack, for the try. Fun. Congratulations on you guys. You nailed it.
That was for us.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was hard.
Really thought that he might get you this time because that's such a forgettable Pokemon.
Yeah. I don't think so. That's one of my favorite Gen 2 Pokemon.
Really?
Brock has one.
I'm not talking about Forester.
No. Yeah, Pineco. So the first time I ever heard of Pineco, I was like super hyped to headbutt trees.
And so, like, Pineco is not forgettable on me. Like,
I feel like Pineco is the Pokemon you kill so you can get a Heracross.
True also.
I completely forgot about Pineco and was not going through my mind at all when I said I had it narrowed down to a short list of Pokemon. Pineco was not on there for me mentally, so that was just you probably would have stumped if it was just me, Snag. You probably would have stumped me.
Okay.
Luckily, I have a team.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yep. So that's three, the host, zero, the community. Please send your suggestions on the next Who's That Pokemon to see if we can stump these guys and get 1 point for community. So that's it for the show tonight. Thank you so, guys, for listening in. Thank you so much, Sublime.
If you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
Thank you, Bo.
Keep on stashing if you want to catch him.
And thank you, Thatch.
Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
So, before we go, remember, guys, if you like this show, if you like Puckle Podcast, please follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, go to our subreddit, Tumblr at PucklePodcast.tumblr.com. Make sure you review us on iTunes, which is super important. We really want to hear what you guys have to say. We read them all. Thatch is addicted to it. He needs it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody actually just left us one. I was reading it while we were doing the show.
He has an iTunes review drip attached to his arm all the time.
To get out of the house, he has to wear three patches.
If we run out, that's it. He's gone.
If you like us and you have a little bit of income that you want to donate to us, please go to our Patreon and become a patron. And every single cent that you guys send us goes directly to the community. Nothing for us, nothing for anything that is not for you guys and the shows. And of course, join the discussions by coming and hanging out at Puckle Podcast and all of our events and everything we do. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and I hope to see you next month. This has been the Puckle TCG Cast, and it's now closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.